So now we'll model the misspeaks in the wants channel of communication and show you how to use word coaching to help people own what they want.
So in our role play, Cliff said, "I just have to say, I don't like the way you always make things my fault."
And as a word coach dropping out of the sky, I might say to Cliff, "Cliff, would you be willing to own that you want to say something to Alice here and not that you have to say it?" And I might also say, "Cliff, I'm hearing that you don't like something that Alice is doing. What do you want? What would you like Alice to be doing here?" Change the negative want into a positive want. And similarly, in the role play, Alice said, "I don't want to work with somebody who can't admit it when he makes a mistake."
Another very fine negative want. And if I were word coaching that situation, I might ask Alice, "So Alice, when you don't want to work with someone who can't admit it when he's made a mistake, what do you want? What would you like in this circumstance?"
Some other language to listen for when someone is stating a negative want are the words stop and quit and be free. So if someone says, "I want you to stop doing that. I want you to quit kicking me. I want to be free of your doing that all the time."
Yep. You'll want to be able to recognize those as negative wants and be able to say, "So when you want someone to stop that, what do you want? What do you want them to do? If you want them to quit this, then what would you like them to proceed with? Or if you want to be free of this, what would you like to have instead that you would like, that you want?"
Right.
So at another point in the role play conversation, Cliff said, "What I need is for you to give me the benefit of the doubt here."
That's another case of two no-nos in the same sentence. So I might say first, as the word coach, I might say, "Cliff, would you be willing to own that there is something that you want here, and not that you need it, but simply that you want it?" And I would also ask him to express a more specific want. What would it look like if Alice were to give you the benefit of the doubt? What might she do or say that would persuade you to believe that she had given you the benefit of the doubt?
Make him be much more specific.
Right. In the role play, Alice said, "I just want what's best for everybody."
Pretty vague, huh?
Yeah.
So I would probably ask Alice, "So if what's best happened, Alice, what would you get out of that for you? What do you want for you out of what's best? Would you be willing to say what you want for you in this circumstance?"
Another case during the role play of my not owning what I wanted was the stink bomb saying, "I just want you to know."
Yep. So with a want to know, the way we want to word coach that is to get the person to say what they would get out of knowing the answer to what it is they say they want to know. So what I might say is, "Alice, when you just want Cliff to know that you felt neglected and isolated, what would you get out of Cliff knowing that you felt neglected and isolated? What's something you would get for you out of him knowing that? Would you be willing to say what you want around that, what you would like around that?" So all of the word coaching on this channel has to do with helping people get away from their little diversions and say what it is that they actually want, what they really would like.